After 40 years of fighting about it, Congress is on the verge of opening the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil development. The U.S. House passed an ANWR measure today in its tax bill. The Senate is likely to pass it this evening. Then the bill goes back to the House for one more vote tomorrow before heading to the president for his signature. Assuming all goes as expected, this is a major win for Alaska's congressional delegation and a big loss to environmental groups. Conservationists were able to defeat all previous ANWR drilling bills. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin asks why they were powerless to stop this one.
Thousands of people rallied earlier this month on the north side of the Capitol. But ignore that huge crowd because it has nothing to do with the Arctic Refuge. That was about immigration.
Speak with me here. Call out. Protect the Arctic Refuge. Protect the Arctic Refuge. Protect
the Arctic. On the west side of the Capitol that day, a much smaller group of activists called for the preservation of the Arctic Refuge. The event was billed as a prayer vigil. Bernadette Dementiev, director of the Gwich'in Steering Committee, calls the coastal plain of the refuge a sacred place.
We just want to continue to have our food security, to have healthy land, to have healthy animals to hunt.
Few reporters were watching. The mood was somber. It's a stunning reversal of fortunes for environmentalists. They won so many times on the Arctic Refuge, sometimes they seemed invincible. To see how hard it used to be to convince Congress to allow drilling in the refuge, look at 2005. That year, the political climate seemed perfect for oil development. For the first time, average gas prices soared above $2 a gallon. America was importing more petroleum than ever, and U.S. troops were fighting in Iraq, a war many said was about oil. So the argument that America needed ANWR's oil, that had some pull. And yet,
this has been the saddest day of my life.
In December 2005, Alaska's then-Senator Ted Stevens was crushed. He didn't have the votes to keep ANWR in a defense spending bill. He had attached billions of dollars to the drilling measure to win votes. Billions to help victims of Katrina, to fortify the borders, to help low-income families, to help farmers and ranchers. In a dramatic, bitter speech on the Senate floor, Stevens told his colleagues he had funneled money so elaborately, it was a feat that could never be repeated.
To take out of the bill all of this money that we worked so hard to find a way to justify it. We took future revenues coming into the Treasury, held them in the Treasury, and earmarked them for specific purposes when arrived.
Stevens had that much sway over the federal budget, and it wasn't enough. When conservation groups won the 2005 round on the refuge, the Sierra Club's Melinda Pierce told a reporter that might be it. Game, set, match.
If Stevens failed to get his pet project done with all the stars aligned, high gas prices, war in Iraq, Republican control of all bodies of Congress, it's going to be hard for him to get it done ever.
Fast forward 12 years. Pierce is still at the Sierra Club, only now she's losing. Pierce says this year the refuge fight is overshadowed by other controversies, including the specifics of the tax changes.
The traditional grassroots power that we have always been able to mobilize really may not be able to break through that huge amount of money and lobbying interests that are happening.
And there are fewer members of Congress to direct that power to, fewer moderate Republicans. At League of Conservation Voters, Tiernan Sittenfeld says when she started working in Washington in 2000, the House had 30 or 40 Republicans who might vote with the Democrats on environmental issues. She says their insistence is the reason Arctic drilling didn't slide through on a fast-track budget bill in 2005.
A lot of those Republicans either were retired or they were defeated by Democrats in 2006 and 2008. Many of those Democrats were then defeated by Tea Party Republicans in 2010. So it is a more polarized time now, for sure, when it comes to environmental issues.
This time, 11 House Republicans wrote a letter asking for ANWR to be removed from the tax bill, but most voted for the bill in the end. Retired lobbyist Roger Herrera doesn't know why Anwar is passing now and so quietly.
The frustrations over the last 20 or 30 years, political frustrations with trying to open the coastal plain, have been pretty extreme on times.
Herrera worked to open the refuge for most of his career, first at BP, then as director of Arctic Power, an Anwar drilling lobby that was active for more than two decades. The state of Alaska spent about $12 million on Arctic Power over the years to fight for votes in Congress. The group has been dormant for a few years, but Anwar is passing anyway. Herrera wonders if environmental groups just quit trying so hard.
In a way, one doesn't mind how it happens.
Environmental groups insist they're giving it all they've got. Sittenfeld says the League of Conservation voters will work the Hill to the last minute. Even if the bill is signed into law, she says they'll fight on, with lawsuits, pressure on oil companies, and maybe, she said, a new bill in Congress. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.